The Blitz, KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you. Are you ready? Hey, think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. And you can hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter. At Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-ESPN. You missed the first hour. Missed a little talk about the storm. Miss Bucky's girl, my new favorite. And some general random stuff. Just a fun hour. Just good to be back on air. Hopefully everybody's sitting at home enjoying a cold one. Not having to work if you're out on the highway and having to drive around. Be safe. Just notice this tweet from the Houston police. As we get ready for another freezing night, please be extra careful when driving. Since midnight yesterday, we've responded to 977 crashes.
Jeez. Including, I think it's like the average in Houston is like 260 or something.
Yeah, including one on the Gulf Freeway in which a motorist lost his life. I think that guy crashed and then got out of his car, and then somebody slid and hit him in the same ice that he crashed in. So, yeah, the 977, and that's with minimal amount of traffic out there considering. So, be careful out there. Especially be careful around, 11 o'clock tonight if you're on 59 for any reason. Maybe don't take 59.
Yeah.
Leave that for people. It's really important that they go. And we talked a lot about Sports Map. There's some great stuff on there. AJ is going to have a column up tonight. That is really good, that I think the people will like. And John Granato did a really good one that I want to talk about on air tomorrow. Also want to mention we will be out at Sam Houston Race Park on Friday doing the show from 4 to 7. And 7 to 9 is I will be doing an appearance out there, which, John, shouldn't we be doing giveaways for that just out of curiosity?
Michelle said she has to ask.
Okay, because, tomorrow's Thursday, right? So we may have to give away every single seat tomorrow.
Well, they don't know. Well, I'll tell you. I'll tell you during the break.
Okay.
We've got a lot to talk about during the break.
Yeah, apparently. I'm a little upset that we're not going to the Super Bowl. Yeah, because we talked about the Ricky Williams party, how he'd be invited to that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to tell you what else I would have gotten us invited to.
It's a bummer.
The Palms Casino Resort party.
Oh, well.
And the Barstool Sports party, which would have been fun. I'm getting all these party invites that ordinarily each year I just kind of ignore them. But like it's almost like they're rubbing it in because it's all parties I would go to this year. And it's like, thanks.
Yeah, I don't usually like to go to parties, but if you get invited to a Ricky Williams weed party,
yeah,
you have to go.
Yeah. Well, and get invited to a casino party?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a must. All right, so I promised that we would do the odds for you guys doing this Trump thing. Could y'all take me off of your Twitter feed?
Because you don't want to talk about this all day?
Well, no, and I'm not. I'm honestly not at all interested in what anybody's saying about it because it has nothing to do with what we were talking about, really. So I don't care. So please take me off of that. But or I'll just mute the conversation. Let's hear your odds to be the winning person at the end. I will just say
on the Iron Throne.
On the Iron Throne. Gilly, 250-1.
That's a wasted money.
Melisandre.
Can you imagine if Gilly is on the Iron Throne?
That would be the worst inning to any show ever.
I would feel like I've wasted my whole life.
Yeah. Melisandre is 100-1. I'd like her to sit on my throne. Jochen, I never know how to say his name. Jochen Hagar, I guess, 100-1. Brienne, 100.
Yeah, waste.
Yara, 80.
More waste.
Sir Davos, 80.
More waste.
Yeah, we're all in the waste right now. Theon, 66-1.
Waste.
Speaking of those with no packages varies 50-1. Notice how they have the two eunuchs right there together.
50-1 on Varys is that's finally the first one I could like. I could picture a world where he ends up on it.
Jaime Lannister 25-1.
Seems a long shot, but I wouldn't hate that ending.
No. Euron Greyjoy 20-1.
I think that's waste.
Now you're getting into some numbers where, okay, Arya Stark 14-1.
I've thought about that scenario, so that's possible.
That would be pretty cool, wouldn't it? Sansa Stark, not as cool, 12-1.
I think unlikely. I think more likely Sansa Stark dies.
Yeah, I'd be okay with that. Or marry Samwell Tarly, who's also 12-1. Gendry, 12-1.
No.
Bran Stark, 12-1. How could he be? Well, at least he can sit on the throne. That's right. About it.
Can't get up from it.
No. All right. Tyrion Lannister, 10-1.
I think that number is too low for me.
Yeah, I'd like 15-18 on Tyrion. I got that, I think there's some value there.
I would like that, and I used to always say that Tyrion and Daenerys will end up together and share the throne, but that seems more unlikely now.
All right. At 8-1, my favorite to win it all, the Night King.
That's a good number.
Actually, I love the Night King. I want the Night King to win. Number three... At 7-1, Cersei Lannister.
Okay.
See, yeah, I could see an ending where she winds up on the throne, but everybody's dead, and there's like nothing there. Which that'd be kind of a cool ending. It'd be sort of a Reservoir Dogs ending, right? Where everybody gets blasted at the end.
Right.
The dragons kill the Ice Dragon, the dragons kill the Night King, but then the Night King's dragons killing Daenerys and her dragons. Yeah. Speaking of Daenerys, 4-1. Probably a square price.
Yeah, that's not good.
And your favorite at 9-4.
Jon
Snow.
9-4. It seems like the obvious choice, one of those last two, but I still feel
they should
they're
be the
throw...
favorites. It's kind of like Alabama and Georgia going into next year. Right? But I'm gonna go with the Clemson of the group, the Night King.
Okay.
So there are your odds. Is it weird that I'm not Hey, it's a good one from Josh, who also wrote a nice golf preview on sportsmap.com, if you want to go check that out. Are we sure the Iron Throne is even going to exist at the end?
I mean, that's...
Well, see, if the Night King wins... Well, this is just who's going to win. If the Night King wins, I think he destroys all that stuff.
But he's still the champion.
He's still a champion.
And so he would still win.
Yeah, and so I would still cash my ticket. And he turns them all into whites, and the world's a better place for it.
Right.
That's my theory. That's what I want. I noticed Jong was very quiet here.
Jong, who's your pick?
Danny.
Okay.
I think Jon dies.
Okay.
And I think Cersei dies. I think Jaime kills Cersei.
I've always thought that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the popular theory.
Hmm. You know, there's already a book called Jon Dies in the Inn. Did you know that? So what happens if the Night King wins, but he's actually Bran? How do they pay that out? See, I don't buy the Bran and the Night King are the same person thing. It's just too weird for me. Okay, we're talking about a show with dragons and little people and magic, and that's too weird for me, but it's too weird for me.
That's absurd, Fred.
just started listening. Not sure if you've spoken about the NFL yet with the speculation of McDaniels and Patricia leaving. What are the odds of Patriots hire Todd Haley to mess with Pittsburgh yet again? Definitely a Belichick move. He'll hire somebody good. So... That would be kind of a Belichick move. But he'll probably mess with somebody else. I think he's got in the Steelers' head enough.
I kind of think so, too. What do you think? Where do you think McDaniels ends up?
I think McDaniels winds up with the Colts.
I kind of do, too.
I think, obviously, Patricia's going to the Lions. And I think Mike Vrabel may actually wind up with the Titans.
Yeah.
Which I'm okay with.
I would be okay.
That is
with
a
this.
Win-win for Texans fan.
Yeah.
As long as you go out and get a real defensive coordinator and quit. But well, I don't know that he's going to do that, though. I don't trust his hiring. It's like all these people kept talking about how, well, he's got to have a long-term deal so he can go get the assistants he wants. How about maybe you try to get some assistants you don't want? Because the ones you got, you haven't done so well with your hires. So.
They did. I was shocked to see that the Texans, I don't know if they're maybe changing their philosophy on special teams, but they hired Brad Seeley as the special teams coach.
Yeah.
And he's like a good, respected special teams coach. I mean,
I know.
I feel like the Texans are having a change in strategy where they are going to try to be good on special teams now. And I just don't know what to think about this new strategy, this new philosophy.
Yeah, well, they've never been good on special teams.
Ever.
Under any coach or under any of the three coaches in their history.
Yeah.
But hopefully this will be a move in the right direction, although he did spend a lot of time with him at New England. Shocker that he's going to somebody he's worked with again. But I do like that hire. We'll have to see if it works out. Eric says, I say Cersei dies giving birth to a dwarf.
That would be good. That would be
because it would also be technically her brother. Because
Okay.
I could see this. Good thought. Of course, it'll be 2019 before we ever know any of this. That's the other thing too. I'm less fired up because it's going to be so long.
I saw speculation on when exactly it's going to be the third Sunday in April. Because I think the deadline for the Emmys I think it's like 2 or 3 weeks after that particular date, and they've done this before last season. They've done it over and over where it was like 2 weeks before the deadline for the Emmys. So
well, but they missed it last year.
Yeah. They because of weather. You know, they needed to film in colder weather. But every other season,
they should film here.
Yeah. Yeah, they could have easily shot a couple scenes here this week.
But yeah, the rumor is like, I think it's like April 24th or something like that. It's one of those weekend dates in April.
So can you really bet on Game of Thrones when the writers or staff clear house in Vegas since they know it's only on websites and they limit how much you can bet? Like, I think it's a $50 limit on this thing. So it's not enough to get rich over. But I would try to file an IP address if it's somebody who works for HBO and they're betting on a certain person. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. All right. We're going to take a break. Get back to the sports when we return. Maybe. So what are the odds Wednesday? It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Started. The next Bill Gates can be on Section 8 up in the projects. So today, love my dark skin. I'm going all in. Gas break, I dip the cash game. I flip the stack, stack, get past the ceiling. So ESPN 97.5.
Hey everyone, a huge weekend in sports is coming up, and if you've been looking for an online sports book where you can play all the games, then pull out your phone and Shazam this commercial right now using the Shazam app for exclusive offers from BetDSI.com. BetDSI is giving away a free $25 wager if you use promo code SBG25. Or simply just Shazam this commercial right now. You'll get instant access to register, play, win, and get paid on everything from football to reality TV. If it moves, DSI puts odds on it. So Shazam this commercial right now for instant access to BetDSI.com and get a free $25 wager on the house and 100% extra bonus when you deposit. Use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. Shazam now, or use promo code SBG25 to get your free wager and start winning today at BetDSI.com.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Happy Wednesday. Hope you're staying warm. Hope you're staying safe. Oscar says, John McClain tweeted expecting Vrabel to leave and B.O.B. getting Romeo Crennel back down as D.C. I'm fine with that. Although I wouldn't mind going after a Jack Del Rio or somebody with a, you know, a new perspective. But I did not see that tweet, though. John would know because he's real tied in with Tennessee as well as Houston.
Right.
So if he tweeted that, but I did not, I will not confirm that I saw that tweet because I do follow John and I don't remember seeing that. Mont wants to know if Jong has the gains presser, which I don't think we're allowed to use.
Even if we credit it?
And apparently, somebody on 610 graded the press conference. Really?
Oh.
Really?
Oh, no, we can use it. We just can't play it live. Oh, okay. I just didn't listen to it.
I
don't care.
Yeah. I mean, what's he going to say? Well, there's a lot of talent here. And yeah. It's great to have the quarterback.
I'm so happy to be here. I believe in this place. I believe in this coach.
I'm really glad I'm not Rick Smith.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Everything's in place for us to succeed. And what's my grade on that, Fred?
I'm going to give you an A.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. What the guys on
610? Can't wait to work with Bill O'Brien.
What kind of grade did the guys on 610 get?
I'm sure they give him an A plus.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. You grade a press conference. I guess you could do it if you were being funny. And, you know, kind of went through and said, okay, in the coach speak realm, we'll grade by letter grades, right? So if he comes out and says something like, we're going to take it one game at a time. A for coach speak, you could grade it like that.
Yeah. I mean, but.
Or I really hate what Rick Smith did with this roster.
Like if he just came out and was totally honest and was like, guys, realistically, this thing's been a mess lately. And I'm here to fix that.
Yeah.
They let this thing basically fall into the dumpster. That's why they're 4-12. That's why they cleaned everybody out of here. And I'm here to fix it. I would like that.
Yeah, well, that would be great. But as far as just, you know, we know what we're going to get with a Texans press conference. So it's all, you're basically grading it based on cliches and coach speak.
Yeah.
So if they do the cliche well and coach speak well, they get an A. I'm all for it. 713-780-ESPN is your number. And I think it's interesting the moves they've made and not made. But they've got a new special teams coach. That seems to be an upgrade. Looks like Vrabel is certainly in line to get that Titans job.
Please let it happen.
Yeah, and maybe he's a better head coach than he was a coordinator. And that does happen sometimes. Some guys are better at the big picture thing.
I just think like people are buying into the personality of the guy, and that's what I don't understand.
Hmm.
Like, oh, he's fiery. Yeah, I mean, like,
you know who was fiery and was a terrible coach? Mike Singletary.
Yeah.
There's a lot of guys like that are fiery. Well, Bill O'Brien's pretty fiery.
Very strange.
I wouldn't call him great. Lamont says McClain did not say that. He only speculated if Vrabel were to leave. He suspected that's what they'd do. Okay. Yeah, I did not see that, and usually I'm pretty much on top of – I try to pay attention to John's tweets because when he's – especially on something like that, he'll know if it's happening in Tennessee too. He's got as good a source as there is anyway.
Right.
So, all right, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. They have kind of cleaned house on a lot of these assistants. And the one that I still am surprised by is the offensive line coach. Why'd you keep him?
You talk about a guy who's doing what he can with what he's got. I don't know if the coach is really the problem, unless the coach is the guy picking these players. And that's I don't think the best offensive line coach could have fixed that.
Maybe not, but he's been there long enough now, and it's gone backwards every year he's been there. So that's always kind of how I judge things. Hey, you know what we didn't talk about? Kevin Sumlin.
Yeah.
To Arizona.
Yeah.
Your thoughts on that?
Well, I'm not surprised. They're not making it official until A&M has to give him that money, right?
Yeah, apparently.
So he's going to wait around. He's going to make his $10 million or whatever A&M owes him, and then he's going to sign with Arizona, which, I mean, honestly, when you go from Rich Rodriguez's system into Kevin Sumlin's, I would think personnel-wise, he's probably in pretty good shape.
I would think. One thing with Sumlin is if he's got a good quarterback, he'll be fine.
Yeah.
And he's got a good quarterback. So, and 8-4 there, they'll be happy with that.
Yeah.
If he goes 8-4 every year, squeezes out a 10-win season every now and then, Arizona will be fine with that.
Yeah.
So, Chip Kelly at UCLA, Kevin Sumlin in Arizona now. Does that make that division of the Pac-12 better?
I think so.
I mean, I think...
Well, I don't know how much Kevin Sumlin is an upgrade over Rich Rodriguez. But,
he's less creepy. We know that.
We know that.
Well, we suspect that. We don't know.
Right.
We don't know what he's up to either. We can't trust anybody, right?
But yeah, Chip Kelly being there definitely makes a division better. I don't think there's much doubt about that.
That'll make it fun again.
Still boggles my mind that Clay Helton is the coach at USC. They feel like they could have pretty much anybody they want, and that's what they're going with. It's just strange.
Yeah, well, former UH quarterback Clay Helton.
Yeah. Hey.
So I don't know. I suspect that, well, they haven't hired well there. Let's be honest.
At Arizona or no, USC?
At USC. Since
Carroll. Yeah.
Since Pete Carroll. Lane Kiffin didn't make a lot of sense at the time.
No. Nope.
And I thought they were – it made sense that they may be hiring him to sacrifice him basically because of the scholarship limits and everything else. But then you come back with Sark. Well, that didn't work out.
No. Nope.
And Clay Helton, they're not – for what is a high-profile program, they're not really going after high-profile coaches.
Yeah.
So –
yeah, that's the odd thing because I mean, coming off, you know, back to back national championships, and they just seem like as soon as that happened, and as soon as Pete Carroll left, like people just forgot that's a place you can win championships at, and part of it is I think the Lane Kiffin hire was such a bad call, and then. Then they had that, I don't know if it was 2013 or 14, where they had three head coaches over the course of the season. They had Lane Kiffin, Ed Orgeron, and Clay Helton.
Yeah.
And then they had Sark and then Helton again. I don't know. I don't know that they've had a coach since Pete Carroll that I felt like should be the coach at USC.
Well, that's the thing. They've got a sexier coach across town now at UCLA.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So it may be that they'll have to up their game here. Although I think Clay's a good coach. I just don't know if he's good enough to win at USC.
Right.
But they still recruit with the best.
Yeah.
They still get players in
there.
Well,
you know what, man? They've won double digit games the last two seasons under Clay Helton. They were 11-3 this year. You know, it's hard to complain about. You know what I mean? You go 8-1 in conference. Maybe I'm being too hard on Clay Helton. I just feel like that.
Well, what did they do before? The years before he got there, that would, I don't think they were winning 10 games.
No, well, Kiffin won 10 games once, and then that weird year where all three guys coached, they won 10 games.
So he gets partial credit for that, right?
Partial credit.
Mark says, "Don't forget Herm Edwards." Yeah, I'm gonna forget Herm Edwards. That's just the weirdest move I've ever seen.
Yeah,
I really, and you know, who knows if it works out, but Eric says, "Do you see the Vikings are activating Bradford and scratching Bridgewater as a number two quarterback that this weekend? Does that indicate he may be out next year?"
That was the same case last year, last week. But I still think, and I wrote an article about the Vikings quarterback situation that'll be up tonight on SportsMap. There's a shameless plug. I think that Bradford is the least likely of the three quarterbacks to be back next year. Even though he may have the most upside. And people forget, last year, Sam Bradford was really good, and the Vikings just weren't.
Yeah.
And then
his first game this year was terrific against the Saints.
His first game this year was the highest-rated game for a passer of any of the Vikings games on the whole season. So none of Case Keenum's starts were better by a quarterback rating standpoint than Sam Bradford's week one start. But, God, after a while, you got to say, man, there's too much run on this knee. I mean, how many times are we going to play this game where Sam Bradford's got another knee surgery?
And you can't count on him because, you know, that's – but they did that last week, too, and if I'm not mistaken, Zimmer basically came out and said if they got way behind, that Bradford would play because he's a better passer. So,
right.
I think that's what it is. If they somehow get way
They'll
down,
basically pull a Nick Saban.
Yeah. Which I don't see. I don't want to say, I don't see any way that the Eagles get them way down early, but because I just don't know if the Eagles can score enough points.
Right.
But you never know. You might get a fluke fumble on a punt. You might, you know, and then you get a tip pass pick six and all of a sudden it's 14-0 and you're panicking and throw another pick. And then they drive down for a field goal because that's probably all they can do on offense. And you're down 17-0. Just like that. I mean, it would take something fluky like that. Kind of like what we saw with the Jaguars last week.
Exactly.
Yeah, it would take that.
But even then, you're not going to make a switch like that until halftime.
No.
And by the time halftime came,
it might be back in the game.
Yeah, the Steelers had already put up 14 points, and it was suddenly like, okay, they're not totally out of this thing, you know? Hmm. All right. John, you want me to do that one for sure?
No.
What do you want me to do? My computer career. I can do that. Listen, guys. New year, and you're saying, what about the happy? What about the happy part of New Year? Well, are you happy in your job? If not, why haven't you considered an IT career? If it's because you weren't the best student in high school, who cares? If you don't know a lot about computers or math, they don't care. They'll teach you that stuff. See if an IT career is right for you. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. You attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week to get everything you need to start your new career. And it's more than just a school. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. My Computer Career is nationally accredited. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon, so make new year, new career your resolution and take that free career evaluation today at mycomputercareer.edu. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
I'm the one at the sail. I'm the master of my CEO. My young age, taking my soak into the masses, writing my poems for the few that look at me, took to me, shook at me, feeling me, singing from heartache, from the pain.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Anxious about the recent election and the impact on your business? Let HRNP help you navigate through the uncertainty. The RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And if you want to get in, I guess you better just text the show at 713-780-3776.
Our phone's broken?
No, we don't have an intern out there. Oh. I've been telling people to call a show, and I'd look up, and there were phone calls, and they weren't getting answered. Or I thought they were on hold and just checking in. No, they were hanging up.
That's probably best. We don't need we don't need interns dying on the way in.
No, and we don't need people calling and hitting a slick spot out there and dying either.
Yeah.
So For the Win ranked the four best possible Super Bowl champ, or there's only four possible, but Super Bowl matchups, worst to first.
I already know these.
I bet you do. I'm going to bet you guess 100% on this. The worst matchup would be
Eagles-Jags.
That's correct. Number three
would be Jags-Vikings.
You are correct.
Eagles-Patriots.
Yeah.
Vikings-Patriots.
That's the order. I kind of wonder. I think
two and three are interchangeable to me.
Yeah. I think a Patriots-Eagles matchup might be fourth to me, because I think that's one game that wouldn't even
there's no
be,
question about who would win it.
Yeah, it wouldn't be remotely close. I think Vikings-Jaguars would actually be, it would not be sexy to watch.
It would not be aesthetically pleasing.
No, and it wouldn't be sexy, but that would be a very good game, I think.
Probably so.
Because you got two very similar teams.
I'll take the under. in Jags-Vikings.
Yeah, just like probably should take the under on Jags-Eagles.
Yeah, I don't even need to know
I think the Patriots would destroy the Eagles. I don't even think it would be worth watching. But
you know, Vikings Patriots is no doubt the most appealing.
Yeah. Is just for aesthetic purposes and probably matchup purposes.
Yeah.
That would be my number one. I agree with that. But yeah. They're all pretty easy this year.
Yep.
It's such a weird year in terms of who's left, because I'll be curious just how excited people get about the Super Bowl if it's got a Jaguar in it.
I'm with you.
Because if you don't have Tom Brady and Gronk,
you've got no superstar.
No. Now, to me, just from a fan standpoint, it'd be really nice to see somebody other than the Patriots win it.
Sure.
And you'd have three, any one of these teams, it would be their first win. That would be kind of cool. And I kind of like to see the Vikings win. I really would. Although that skull thing is driving me nuts. Every time I hear it, I think of the guy in front of me in the convenience store buying dip.
I just think of watching Vikings
some skull
on television.
Or some Copenhagen, one of the two. I'll take that skull over there. It should be called Viking. Skull Viking is what it should be. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, you need to text, because we don't have anyone here to answer your phone calls. I have some non-sportsy stuff. What do you want to do with? Oh, before we move on, though, did you see the headline in the Times-Picayune in New Orleans?
No.
Remember last week they had the great one? It's like the Panthers already have an owner. It's the Saints. It was basically three words: expletive, expletive, expletive. I don't know who's doing the headlines there now and who's editing that thing, but that's 2 weeks in a row they've been on point.
That's pretty strong.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's about right.
Yeah. What else would you say?
That's all you can say, I think.
Then, hey, man, bleep that.
Yeah.
You could do that.
What a crazy finish. I watched that game on NFL Network, like the condensed, sped up version of it.
Yeah.
Literally just to see like the last 3.5 minutes of that game is really all you need. I mean, from 3:30 on, the lead changes four times.
Yeah. You see that Amazon has already sold out of latex German Shepherd dog masks?
Yeah.
For the Eagles fans. Those things are... I admit, when I saw that on TV at the end of the game, like, that's a little scary.
Yeah.
What the hell is that? But... what are the odds the Steelers and Bell reach a contract agreement? And if he doesn't re-sign with them, do the Panthers have enough cap space to sign him? They'll get something done. I know he doesn't want to be franchised again, but... That drama plays out every year. Nick says, Jags and Vikes for me would be interesting because it's different. No elite quarterbacks in a Super Bowl in how many years? I'd have to go back and look, but it would be a while. Talking about non-elite quarterbacks.
Yeah.
But that's okay. What it should show you, you know what this is? This is an indictment on Bill O'Brien. Because here's three teams of quarterbacks that he's had at least that equivalent on. He's had a defense that's been as good as some of these.
And he was able to go 9-7 with them.
Yeah. Now, it was blocked by the Patriots, to be fair. But so are the Jaguars.
So are the Jags.
And maybe this is the time. We'll see. But, yeah, it is kind of an indictment, right?
I would say so. But, I mean, I don't know.
It's also just a weird year. And the Steelers had a meltdown game.
You all right?
No.
Did the cough button work?
No, it doesn't work.
So you're just... you just have to
that's
die.
Why I'm, that's why I'm rolling.
You just have to die on the air.
That's why I'm rolling 4 feet to the left to cough, because our cough button doesn't work. Thanks for jumping in and talking there, though, while I was almost dying.
I much prefer to do play-by-play of you dying.
Yeah.
If you actually died, you wouldn't want me talking about the Patriots.
I swear there's something I'm allergic to in here because my eyes are watering and stuff.
Maybe it's the inside of Bangy ever since his throat got slit.
I've been inside of... I mean, no, it couldn't be that. That's what he's here for right now. No, I don't know what it is, man. I don't know if it's the stuff we have on the walls here, but it's always about the same time. It's always about halfway through the show. It starts getting to me. So, somebody says Kaepernick and Flacco. That's not unfair.
Yeah.
Well, Flacco played at an elite level for a short time.
Yeah. His elite play came at the right time, which, you know, listen, but the difference is I don't really think that the Vikings or the Jags need really above average quarterback play to win.
You know what they are? They're a better version of the Chiefs, and the Chiefs just haven't been able to do it with Alex Smith.
Yes.
But he's played well enough to get them there at times.
Right. The Chiefs they've been trying to be what the Vikings are right now. And if you had, if you said gun to head, who would you rather have as your quarterback for the next 3 years, Alex Smith or Case Keenum? I would take Alex Smith.
Hater.
But the Vikings have such a good team. They've got the team that the Chiefs have tried to build and really not been able to do.
Yeah, I don't know why that is, though, because they've had teams, I guess, again, blocked by the Patriots.
Yeah.
The Patriots are kind of although the Broncos did it. And the Broncos got by them with that elite defense. And Peyton, and we talked about this a little bit, the difference between these guys and those Broncos is that I think that Broncos defense was a little bit better than the Jags defense. But, I mean, it's marginal. But the big difference was that even though he couldn't do it anymore, Peyton Manning knew what plays to call, and he knew where to put the ball. He just couldn't always get it there.
Yeah.
And it was obvious. As you go out there, he looked like Peyton Manning with the arm of a five-year-old, but he at least got them in the right plays and read the defenses and you know, made some mistakes, but not enough to get him beat. And that's kind of what you need out of the three remaining guys. And I don't know that – I think of the three – and you might laugh at this. I think I trust Nick Foles the least of the three.
I trust Blake Bortles the least of the three. But I'll listen to your argument.
But
on,
if you
on
give
Nick
me
Foles.
If you give me Bortles from last week, I'll take that.
Yeah,
don't turn the ball over.
Yeah,
and Foles kind of the same thing. But Bortles is capable of making a play and throwing it downfield occasionally, as we saw last week. So if you give me that and don't turn the ball over, I'm okay. Wow, I have the transcript from the Texans today.
Is it a A grade?
How would you evaluate the offensive line and what you guys need to do to improve it around quarterback Deshaun Watson? When you have a quarterback in place that you believe in, that you think you can help win a lot of football games, you've got to start to put pieces around him and pieces in place to help him succeed on the field. That's not just with the perimeter players and the skill players. That'll be with the offensive line. So that's certainly an area we're going to evaluate heavily here. Why don't you say we need to get rid of some of these guys and start over? As I get my feet wet here in the operation, knowing what we have and then studying what's going to be available to us in the free agent market first, obviously with the draft right around the corner. In other words, he said nothing.
Right.
So if we're grading him based on saying nothing, that's an A. So ask about Deshaun Watson. He's a talented young man, a talented young player, but he's a better person. I think it's the best compliment that I can give Deshaun just going through the scouting process last year as it relates to getting to know the player, getting to know the prospect. Didn't he have a chance to draft Deshaun last year?
He did.
When he was in Buffalo?
Yeah.
Of course, he wasn't in charge, right?
No.
Okay. How much of a priority is it to assign J.D. Clowney to a long-term extension? It's certainly on the horizon. Right now, I'm in an evaluative period in terms of studying the roster. Oh, he's going to trade him. I'm going to read that into that. Yeah, trade him. Do it. Anyway, I'm bored with this.
What would you give that if you were grading it?
I'm giving it if I'm trying to grade it on boring, it gets an A. If I'm grading it on interesting, it gets an F.
A big fat D?
So a C minus.
Yeah, imagine where Buffalo would be right now if they wouldn't have traded that pick. And I mean, granted, they got Tre'Davious White out of it, and Tre'Davious White's really, really good. But imagine if the Bills had taken Deshaun Watson at 10. Mm. I mean,
well, and he doesn't get hurt,
right? Well, even if he does get hurt, like how different would the Texans look right now? Like, there'd be almost no hope.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
They'd be looking at a quarterback this year.
We would be talking about the same thing that we talked about every year until after that draft. Well, Alex Smith might be available. Do you go after Eli Manning?
Or we'd be talking
after Kirk Cousins.
Or we'd be talking about when will Patrick Mahomes be ready?
Yeah. Yeah. Or, the Chiefs moved up ahead of him, right, to get Mahomes, so they wouldn't have even gotten him.
The Chiefs traded. That the Bills are the team that traded the pick to Kansas City.
Okay.
So if the Bills had stayed at 10.
Yeah. Well, then the Chiefs probably trade up to 11.
Maybe. Of course, the Saints got Marshawn Lattimore there.
Yeah.
They probably didn't want to trade that one either.
Then the Texans and and Chiefs are bidding for that 12th pick from the Browns.
Yep.
So.
All right, guys. Tri-Eagle Energy, a born and raised in Texas company that care about providing a good low electricity rate, and they provide tools to help you decrease the amount of energy your home uses. Use promo code ESPN, you'll get a discount, and if you're in the Center Point territory, you'll get the Smart Energy 36 plan locked in at 8.9 cents for 3 years. It includes the all-new Ecobee 4 thermostat with Alexa voice service, so you can ask your Ecobee to set a timer, read you the news, adjust the temperature, and more. Tri-Eagle will also come out and install it for you absolutely free. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE, or visit them online, TriEagleEnergy.com. That's TRIEagleEnergy.com. PUCT number 10064 for Tri-Eagle Energy. When we were young, the
future was so bright. Your neighborhood was so alive. ESPN 97.5.
Nobody pray for me. It been a day for me.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Time to get on the map. SportsMap.com, your one-stop shop for all things Houston sports on the internet. Lots of good stuff up today. I mean, over the last 2 days. And tonight we'll have great stuff from A.J. Hoffman and John Granato, who goes and looks at all the Texans who got away, who are playing for other teams now, and ranks them. And number one is a surprise. I'll just tease that, and we'll talk about it tomorrow because it's a good story. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, people will go to a lot of ends to not have to pay baggage fees on an airline, right?
Oh, yeah.
This guy did not have enough money for his overweight airline baggage fees. And that's the other thing. When you're over 50 pounds, they charge you more. Well, he didn't have the money for it. Which, I don't know how you can get on an airplane and not have enough money for the extra baggage. But whatever. So, he decided to take some weight out of the bag by putting on 10 shirts and 8 pairs of pants.
Oh, boy. Why do you have that many clothes?
Well,
anyway?
That's the thing. And he was denied a boarding pass at Keflavik Airport in Iceland. And apparently, he caught the entire ordeal on video and has been sharing it on Twitter. Now, if you have that many clothes and you're flying from Iceland to England, you could probably afford the extra money for your thing, right?
Yeah.
So, his name is Ryan Hawaii. Says, British Airways, hi, being held at Iceland Keflavik Airport because I had no baggage, put all the clothes on, and they still won't let me on. Racial profiling or... Okay, so it's racial profiling? I also got arrested in May, so you guys are really going to have to sort this one out. He says, and again, refused from 2 flights in 2 days for no valid reasons. Thanks, guys. Wonderful service. All right, now, a guy wearing 10 shirts, you're not going to be a little suspicious? The guy's wearing 10 pairs of pants and 10 shirts trying to get through security?
I would be suspicious.
I would, too.
So, I've had to chug a beer before.
Yeah?
Like, to make sure my bag was under 50 pounds.
Apparently, they say the airline has a zero tolerance policy for threatening or abusive behavior, and that's why he wasn't allowed aboard the flights.
Oh, no.
So, well, he did threaten him a little bit on Twitter. That's one of those things that, you know, I kind of learned my lesson with my one run-in with an airline on Twitter, not to do that anymore.
Yeah.
It can be misconstrued, to say the least. Longhorn Dimitri knows, what are the odds Harden plays tonight? I guess Ariza's not playing, right, John? You have breaking news here?
Yep. According to Woj, both Ariza and Gerald Green have been suspended for 2 games. I haven't seen whether or not they'll appeal or not, but Chris Paul, James Harden, and Blake Griffin will not receive any suspensions. Which I found a little weird that Blake Griffin's not getting punished for that little dust-up with Mike D'Antoni, but...
Blake Griffin's a star. Trevor Ariza's not a star. Gerald Green's not a star.
Yeah.
That whole thing was just bizarre. So their plan was to send Clint Capela in through the front door while they snuck in?
Yeah. It was a little distraction.
Why didn't they have that
nobody
good of a...
Wanted, no, it's the NBA. I always say nobody's fighting.
No, of course not. But, I mean, why didn't they have that good a game plan for the actual game?
I don't know. Why didn't they want to put up some fight then?
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. Oh, well, just to remind you, that was the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
Okay, my second favorite story that almost made Gym of the Day. We go to Kentucky, sir.
Okay.
Where a Kentucky plastic surgeon was arrested Monday for allegedly showing up drunk to perform a surgery. He was scheduled to operate around noon on Monday at the Baptist Heath Lexington, but staff at the hospital were alerted that the physician was intoxicated. So, boy, you imagine this. Guy goes in, like, let's say you're going in for some, because he's a plastic surgeon. Let's say you're going in for some liposuction.
Right.
And you wake up and your penis has been removed.
I would have been sad.
That would suck, right?
Yeah.
But he voluntarily left the hospital on foot after the chief medical officer confronted him. Hospital staff then reportedly called the police. He was arrested a short time later when he was located not far from the hospital. He was scheduled for one procedure Monday and had not started operating when he was confronted about his alleged drunken state. Augusta was charged with public intoxication and is being held at the Fayette County Jail. His staff privileges at the hospital, where he was not technically an employee, had been suspended pending the investigation. So, according to his website, he's from New York. He's the only Harvard-trained, board-certified plastic surgeon in Lexington.
Yeah.
And also the drunkest.
Yeah.
All right. Hour number two in the books. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.